Spring cleaning is upon us, but there's one meaningful box that you don't throw away when cleaning out your closet. The box filled with your family's videotapes and photos. Hi, I'm Adam Baselager.
And I'm Nick Mocco. We started Legacy Box to help families update their analog media to digital.
Legacy Box is simple and easy, converting your shoebox of memories to the cloud or thumb drive.
Take advantage of our spring cleaning sale going on now.
For a limited time, you can get started for just $9 a tape. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake to get our $9 sale. LegacyBox.com/keepsake.
This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Whoopi Goldberg had co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin in shock when she asked if she was pregnant during the middle of a discussion about Mitt Romney retiring from the Senate. Goldberg all of a sudden asked Farah Griffin, "Are you pregnant?" To which she replied, "No." "Oh my God, you can't say that when my mother-in-law is here, who's been dying for me to get pregnant. Why, do I look pregnant?" "Yes. I just got a vibe," the actress replied as the audience laughed. "I'm so sorry." Griffin then said she's not blessed to be pregnant yet, but is very open to being pregnant soon. Griffin then said she's pretty sure she's not with child. "Forgive me, I see a glow," Goldberg replied. "I'll take a test when I get home just to be sure," Farah Griffin joked before the ladies went back to talking about politics. Of course, people were floored to see everything play out the way it did. One person wrote, "LMAO a mess," while another said, "HR is scrambling." A third person added, "Her edible must have kicked in LMAO." Elsewhere in the discussion, the ladies spoke about how Nancy Pelosi failed to say if she thought Vice President Kamala Harris is the best running mate for President Joe Biden. Sonny Hostin then said if Biden drops Harris from the ticket, he will lose the black vote. "Can I say this very quickly? Over the past five elections, where you've had a Democrat win, they needed the black vote. 91% of African Americans voted for Biden and will continue to vote for Biden if Kamala is his running mate. I would be very careful, President Biden, about getting rid of Kamala Harris because we will not support you," Hostin said. Wait. Hold up. I know your opinion is valid and beautiful and all of that, but when was the last time you saw anybody get rid of a vice president? Goldberg asked Hostin. I'm sorry, y'all. She is not going anywhere. Let's start with that. So, this is a lot of hypothetical BS meant to make your mind explode, Goldberg then added later on.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.